For years on end I lived inside the forums late at night, the chat rooms and the comment threads, the places men go to fight. And I came into every one of them with a sword already drawn. I could take an Armenian apart in a paragraph or two, and I did it, and I liked it. I had the sharpest sword in the room. I kept it honed, I kept it bright. And the doctrine on the blade of it was true. But a true sword swung in anger, cuts a man the same as a false one does. And I swung it, Lord, I swung it, the sharpest sword in the room. And here's the thing, it took me 20 years to understand. I was right, and that was the trouble. I was right about it all. Sovereign grace and the ruin of man and the blood that bought him back. And being right became the rag I wiped the cruelty with. I looked straight at the cruelty and I called it holy zeal. I had the sharpest sword in the room. I kept it honed, I kept it bright. And the doctrine on the blade of it was true. But a true sword swung in anger, cuts a man the same as a false one does. And I swung it, Lord, I swung it, the sharpest sword in the room. They gave me a name in those rooms. They called me Darth Gill, the dangerous one, the one to fear. And God forgive me, I was proud. I won, I always won. I never lost a single round. And every round I won, I left a living person bleeding. And I never stayed to look. It was never the truth that did the damage, it was the man who held it. The sharpest doctrine in the cruelest hands cuts deeper than a lie. The sovereign grace I love was turning out hard and loveless men, and I was one of them. For years and years I was one of them. So before this record fills with all the blades that came for me, the doors that closed, the men who would not hear, you should know I carried the sharpest blade of all. And I swung it first, and I swung it longest. I have got no clean hand left to point with. I had the sharpest sword.